This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. In 1828, George McGarrah and his family moved to what is now the corner of Spring Street and Willow Avenue in Fayetteville. In the years since, the settlement and later city of Fayetteville has had elections, festivals, controversies, colleges founded and dissolved, football games, parades, and plenty more. But the city has never had a visual documentary about its history. But yesterday, about 182 years after the McGarrah family moved near Big Spring, a plan to create such a film was revealed by Shauna Thorpe, the executive director of the Fayetteville Public Library.
And what we're announcing today is a two-year project on the history of Fayetteville, Arkansas, that will honor the memory and the legacy that will be conducted in the spirit of Mr. Fayetteville himself, John Lewis, who we tragically lost too soon.
John Lewis, known by many as Mr. Fayetteville, died suddenly in 2007 at the age of 67. His devotion to his hometown served as an inspiration to friends and acquaintances, and his memory served as the catalyst for the documentary project. Emmy-winning filmmaker Larry Foley has been commissioned to produce the film. Foley has lived in Fayetteville most of his life, and his work on subjects such as the Buffalo River, E. Fay Jones, and the Judge Isaac Parker era of Fort Smith has earned many awards. At yesterday's announcement, he showed a brief trailer of what he plans to spend hours working on over the next 2 years. The trailer opened with images, including a foggy morning in the Ozark Hills.
Fayetteville is located up among the hills in a most inaccessible spot. In what is said by the inhabitants to be the star county of the state, it has two churches, a county courthouse, a number of fine stores and dwellings. It is a flourishing little town. Waterman Ormsby, New York Herald, 1858.
The quote Foley uses in that teaser is taken from a young special correspondent for the New York Herald who took a trip on the Butterfield stagecoach on its first trip from Tipton, Missouri to San Francisco. Waterman Ormsby wrote that he got off the stage on College Avenue in Fayetteville and during a brief, probably not even overnight stay, observed a flourishing little town. Larry Foley says the name of the documentary, Up Among the Hills, The Story of Fayetteville, came to him via Waterman Ormsby through John Lewis.
And I stumbled across something that John had written in 1992 in a Bank of Fayetteville newsletter where he talked a little bit about this young correspondent from New York. So I checked out a book from the Fayetteville Public Library, and I found out about Mr. Ormsby and that comment that he said, Fayetteville is located up among the hills, just kind of jumped out at me. And I thought, well, that's a good title, and it's also an appropriate way for us all to honor John, who had a legacy of making Fayetteville a better place to live and work.
The partners in this process, titled Project Fayetteville, want more than just a documentary. The public library will conduct 2 years of programming to coincide with the documentary's progress. Shauna Thorpe, executive director of the library, says the documentary is designed to be a community-wide project.
It's all of our film. When I say our, I mean the library. It's ours, the community's film. And we're going to have 2 years worth of programming that invite you to engage in this with us, because that's what Mr. Fayetteville John Lewis was a master of doing. He not only shared the history of this fabulous place that we all call home, but the sharing of that history was a call to action. Come, engage, be involved, love this place. Love this place. That's what I heard when I heard John Lewis tell his story.
A contest will ask people to create their own films and record their own stories of Fayetteville. Some of those projects will end up being extras on the DVD release in 2012. The total cost of the film is estimated to be $175,000. The Fayetteville Library Foundation is raising $150,000 to fund the film to cover research, editing, and the other aspects of creating a 60-minute documentary. The library says all money raised for the film will be matched by the National Endowment for the Humanities. For the past 3 years, the library has been raising money to match a 3-to-1 grant that will, at the end of July 2012, establish a $2.4 million endowment to support long-term improvements to the library's humanities collection programs. Two longtime Fayetteville families, the Lewis and McElroy families, are contributing a total of $50,000 to the documentary project. David Lewis, John Lewis's brother, spoke yesterday on behalf of the Lewis family.
One of the exciting things to me is also the documentation of our city's history. the idea that the library is taking responsibility for digitizing pictures and documents and history, and that my kids and their kids and their kids can access these over time. That's a vision that I think is very, very important. So that's to me is as exciting as the film itself.
After the announcement, Larry Foley explained telling the story of Fayetteville has been a dream of his since at least he became involved in documentaries.
I moved to Fayetteville when I was 2 years old in 1956, so you can do the math. I was forcibly moved away from here in the eighth grade when my folks moved to Tennessee, and then we moved to Texas. So I came back to college, and then I left again in 76. I came back to stay in 93, but this is my hometown. And to be given the opportunity to tell the story, the historical story of my home, is humbling and very exciting.
A website devoted to the information about the project and its progress may be seen at projectfayetteville.org. And to hear yesterday's complete announcement ceremony, you can go to our website, ozarksatlarge.com.